And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time. And also, by the way, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That'd be Alabama. And I mean, this show goes way on down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. All right, well, it's that time. Ha ha! This is my favorite time of the week. So we sit down together, two other folks here who make this work, one of whom you hear all the time. It's Boomer. But then his lovely better three quarters, McQueen, comes in, and we call the whole segment Boomer and McQueen. Hit it. All right. You guys know. Hey, McQueen, how you doing?
Hi.
I'll just turn you on. I'm sorry. Let's try that again.
I thought that sounded funny. I'm great. I'm happy to be here. I like that we have sound effects. I wish we had that every time I walked into the house. I'd feel good.
Oh, so she wants her own sound effect. I don't think you're on, bud.
I'm not. the guy with the buttons. I forgot to turn myself on. Yeah, she wants her own sound effect when she walks in the door, so yeah. I guess I need to work on that.
Yeah, like you know, some kind of royalty, sound the trumpets. All right, you know the deal, guys. So I have a question or three. I throw them out to you and just get your thoughts, because here's the deal, folks. I mean, you get to hear me all the time opining, and yet I've got great people that work with me who sometimes come from different perspectives and certainly different age groups, and it's good to hear their thoughts. Luckily, so far, we typically align, but the day may come. Who knows?
May come.
I don't know.
We'll see.
All right. I guess if we were going for the Iron Bowl discussion, it would probably differ. But yeah. Anyway, nonetheless.
Yeah. We'd have a situation.
Get out of my studio. All right. So here's my first question. All right. If you guys have been tracking the news, the southern border is madness. All right. There's been a whole lot said about sanctuary cities that are reacting to the idea of, wait a minute, sanctuary city didn't mean we really wanted you to send them here. And so the mayor of New York City has been calling on the federal government to send him more money. I mean, he's got something like 40,000 that have showed up, I think, so far. That's 3 days on the southern border.
Dang.
But anyway, nonetheless, in New York City, a push has been on right now by city authorities to house illegals in school gymnasiums. Your thoughts on it?
Well, first of all,
I'm ready, but if you have yours, you can go too.
Are they planning on closing the schools and housing them in the gymnasium, or they're going to be in the gymnasium and school is going to continue?
The protests that I've seen of parents taking issue with it, they're saying we want our gymnasiums back. They're already looking at kids can't have recess because the gyms are filled up with refugees.
Oh, heck no. That's my answer to that.
That was quick. You usually have like a really long explanation, and it's like, oh, heck no.
And done.
I'm like waiting for something else.
And she wants a sound effect at the house. So.
I know.
You are making me sound like I am high maintenance, and I'm not. You can go first, babe.
Okay. I would say, why in the world? I'm over this whole ordeal, like a lot of other people. I would say, why in the world are we just giving them places to stay? One, they're starting to kick out our veterans that should actually have a place to stay. Now they're wanting to go into the schools of our kids. And why are we giving them the things when they're coming into our country? Okay, give them a tent. Let them go give them a tent or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm over it. I'm done with it.
So you're saying your kid, you don't want them being housed in the gym when your kid goes to school?
No, absolutely not. They should already take care of this at the border. Why are we having to do it in our own states?
Okay.
I'm not talking about Texas. I mean, I'm not talking about the specific border. I'm talking about the government. The border themselves, the border states are having a rough time themselves because they're going off of what the government is telling them to do.
Right. Or not doing for them.
Correct.
All right. Now, back to you, Miss Succinct and to the point. What are your thoughts?
Well, I just think that's, you know, there's many people that are, you know, migrants that are doing it the correct way. They're getting the work green cards and doing things, you know, properly. And when they're not, you know, it's not always, sometimes it's good people. It's not always great, good people. You don't want them in the schools. Like the amount of crime that could, you know, I mean, these are this is where criminal activity is coming from. A lot of it is where there's so much increase in crime. Like, we don't want that in the schools. Like, that's just, to me, I mean, I know, thank God it's summer, but that's
scary.
Well,
it's almost summer. Yeah, you're right. It's, we don't know who's necessarily coming across the border right now because they're coming over in droves. And now they're going to house them in schools where there's children, and they're already
just
pushing
next,
everything else
yeah,
on children.
Yeah, just across the hallway. Yeah. I mean, that's really scary. I mean, as a parent, I'd be like, no, you, and, well, A, you're, this isn't happening, but my kids are not going to go to school then. Like, they're not going to be in the school while this is going on.
Because
you just don't know what's
these people
there.
Are.
Or what's in their pocket or
exactly.
whatever. Mm-hmm.
So that's, I mean, it's dangerous to be at the same place as children.
Yes. Which is why I said, oh, heck no.
And that was your stamp on it. What, oh, yeah. heck no.
Now what she's saying is she had it right the first time. Why'd you make her say more?
Because that's what we do. We talk more.
Okay, so great point. I mean, I saw a great deal of community activism. I mean, parents got really rowdy on this thing. Mm-hmm.
Which I'm glad.
I am too.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's exactly the way it should be. And they didn't do anything wrong. They just got very active. They protested at City Hall. They protested at the school board. And they were saying the exact same things y'all are saying. Who are these people? You're putting them next to our children. And by the way, those taxpayer dollars that built that school, they were built to have a gymnasium for kids.
Right.
If there was a tornado emergency, I get it. Put somebody in there and house them for a bit of time, like after a Hurricane Katrina, whatever. But don't tell me this is your plan to a long-term issue.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to say that it's a short-term issue, but it's going to turn into a long-term issue.
Yeah.
And it's exactly also what you said is this is exactly what people should be doing. They should be standing up and voicing
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
And I'm
yeah.
happy to see that, especially happening in New York. And
yes.
like you said, too, like there's veterans that were, what, living in, you know, homeless veterans living in hotels, getting kicked out of hotels.
Yep.
And I even saw that someone had a hotel booked for a wedding and all the guests
yes.
were getting kicked out of their rooms,
oh,
too.
I didn't know that.
Which, I mean,
wow.
that's petty in comparison, but, you know, but still.
But they're just starting to kick out whoever they want because they're trying to get these immigrants.
Because this
in.
Is the master plan, yes.
It's a government contract.
Right.
Or I assume it is, or at the very least, it's an NGO that'll do a mass rental. But I look at it, too, and think, and what's it doing to the city of New York as a whole?
Oh, gosh.
First of all, city of New York, you voted for Eric Adams. Guess what you got? You got a guy who's going to put illegal immigrants in your gyms. All right, but I also look at this and go, hey, United States, I can just tell you right now, because it was part of my training in the military, they call them displaced civilians at times, refugees, whatever the case may be. In this case, it's mass migration. It's voluntary migration. But nonetheless, when you got massive amounts of people, setting up a refugee camp is something that, you know, happens all the time. The United Nations prides itself on setting up, and I don't want the United Nations doing much in our country, but you know what? If you're going to go to, you know, the far reaches of the earth, and set up an encampment for people, then why are we having to house them in our gyms? And mm-hmm. I go back to what you said a minute ago, Boomer.
Yeah.
Why are we doing this at all? The truth is they all came here illegally, and we're going to farm them out across the nation, and they're going to take up space. Set up a refugee camp, make them sleep in a tent because they came here voluntarily, and then, you know what? When we figure you out, you can get your court date, and you may or may not get to stay.
Yep. Hey,
it's
how
a
about
better
we get
life
some
than
of
what
these
they're coming
old
from.
Cruise ships and just pull them up in the bay, load them on there. Hey, here you go. You can stay right here for the night, and then just cruise on back down, baby.
I'm pretty sure that was just weigh anchor and push it off the dock, right? All right. Listen, before we run out of time, let me do another question, but this is going to be like a segue. All right, I'm going to segue onto that one.
All right.
So let me ask you this. I mean, first of all, I mean, everybody in this room loves the Lord, right? And we all know what it means to have a heart of compassion at times. So, but in regard to the same thing we're talking about, with regard to illegal immigration, I mean, how much aid and assistance is right? And then how much is just putting an enticement out there to get more to come? I mean, basically, when is it too much? When do you have compassion versus when do you go, I'm sorry, a little tough love here, you came at the wrong time? What's the balance?
Ooh.
Yeah, what you gonna say to that, McQueen?
Well, when we hit, what, 110
oh,
million?
No.
Yeah, heck no. I'm going to go with that. Yep, final answer.
Is that really it? No, okay.
No, I'm going to phone a friend. You're right.
Well, I think in my head, the answer is in the question. It's the compassion part. If someone's in need, then I believe the heart of compassion, and we should give them something.
All right.
But I also look at it. I'm a dad, so giving my son one thing, and one thing out of love and compassion. You know, if it, even if it's like something small, like a let's just take a sucker from the store.
Right.
Guess what? Next time we go to the store, what's he gonna want?
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna want another sucker or something
else. And a Lego.
Else. Yep. And both. Then it's just gonna continue on and continue on and continue on.
So you may have to say no once.
You
in a while.
Have to say no eventually, mm-hmm. And I no is a very powerful but gracious word at times because it also teaches you.
Oh, that was profound.
Yep. Wow, where did that come from?
I know. I'm like, who are you?
Type that
there,
down before you get you said it. That was good. Yeah, so I agree. Well, I'll tell you what, before I agree too much, you chime in. What you got?
Yeah, no, I mean, I totally agree with that. And I feel like we kind of a little bit even last week touched on this that, you know, it's hard, you know, like as a Christian, like, you know, like we're supposed to be the hands and feet of Jesus, and it's hard. Right. And I remember, and I said, and if they have a teddy bear, like I'm a sucker and I'm a mush, and I feel so bad. Like, this is why you don't have me on the border. But I think it also can be handled in a way that no, like a tough love, no, but handled in a way where they're not, you know, demeaning to these people, because like they're leaving really difficult lives coming here, and if they're treating them with respect, even though it's a no, and that you're in a tent here, they're still probably coming into a better life than what they were in, and have to go through. And we're going to
yes,
be at time here.
I'm ready to continue on to that.
Oh, okay. I thought you were kicking me off because of a commercial.
Oh, no, okay. Not at all. I was going to say yes, but there's a difference also in the people that are coming over across the border. There are
yes.
women and children that do need help.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then there's other women and men that don't necessarily need any help.
And there's some that are, I mean, we've got some countries like Venezuela that are actually emptying their prisons out and pushing them north.
Yeah.
And we're just getting the
and
people
just
they don't want.
Countries
so just
coming
tons
in.
Of criminals
so there's a big
in, yeah.
difference in just, hey, here's everything you need, when there are some people that are in need of something. And that's where that compassion
and,
comes
and
in.
I think there's a time and a place when you can have your compassion abused. You can, like, for instance, the idea they're coming here and abusing our asylum laws. They're mm-hmm. claiming asylum because they're coming from difficult circumstances, they claim, and maybe some of them are. But the fact is, they also walked through two or three other countries not claiming asylum to get mm-hmm. to our border to claim asylum.
Yeah.
And so apparently it wasn't that they needed to be away. They just wanted to be away to the United States.
Right.
And because they knew that when they got here, our resources and our deep pockets and our, you know, national pride on trying to be helpful was going to be available to be abused.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't think it's sustainable to keep doing what we're doing. I think, to your point, I think you're right. At some point, the word no is actually compassionate.
Mm-hmm.
And so we may have to have like a whole monologue on that one day.
We may have to.
All right, take it to the break. Boom, that was good stuff, man. We're going to come right back. And the next part of the Boomer McQueen segment, they get to ask me a question. I don't even know what it is. So I just wait and see. So Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, Boomer McQueen, and we'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, we are back right now for round number two of the weekly segment we call Boomer and McQueen. You guys hear Boomer all the time, but his lovely bride, McQueen, is with us right now, and we just, you know, go back and forth asking questions. By the way, if you love the banter and the things that we say or the way they react to questions and all that kind of stuff, just know this, too. Aside from Right Side Radio, and Right Side Radio also being available after every day's show in podcast form, Boomer McQueen have their own podcast called The Right Life.
Yes.
Which is available every Wednesday. New segments come out, right?
Every Wednesday.
And that one's getting good traction. So
really?
Anyway,
yes.
Yeah, The Right Life is available every Wednesday. New downloads. So check them out.
Yes,
that's right. We love it.
All right,
laugh
this is
with
the,
us,
this is
not
the,
at us.
Or laugh at us and with us.
That happens too.
All right, so this is that part where I sit back in fear and trembling, waiting to see what questions y'all are going to ask me. So who is going first on this one?
I'll let McQueen go first.
Let me go since you've been like all
since
all
I've been
on
just
it today.
Gun-ho.
I know, we're impressed. All right, so my question, when the Republicans take back the White House,
whoop.
Yes, where do we even start? Like, we have just a big circus mess right now. Like, where do you even begin? Like, policy-wise, like, revamping, changing. I just don't even know where you begin. What would you do? What do you think will happen?
It's a goat rodeo right now. It's like
rodeo.
It's like watching clowns get out of a car. It's every day. All right, so you're saying, what would I, like, in the presidential level, take back the White House, what executive orders and policies
and
things you want
to change? Yeah, what has to happen? Yeah. I mean, it might be hard to name the top one, but give me like top two or three. Like, what
okay,
has
thank
to happen
you. Good,
first?
Because I was really trying to narrow that in my head. And I was like, I don't know how to narrow that down. First out the gate, I think we have to get hold of the border.
Mm-hmm.
I think the border is draining assets, is causing distraction, it's creating illegalities, it's flooding our streets with fentanyl along with other drugs, and it has ripple effects that are transcending just the border states. I put a post out this morning, I don't know if y'all saw it, there was a young lady, a teenager in Prattville, Alabama, who was raped in a restaurant bathroom by an illegal alien yesterday. And so every state is a border state right now. And so I think the very first thing that I would say has to be done, and this can be done at the presidential level. Trump proved that. There are laws in place that just simply have to be enforced. And then there are executive opportunities by an administration that can be done without congressional approval, and that's okay. Sometimes I think the executive branch acts by fiat and does things it shouldn't do on its own. It needs congressional authority. There are congressional authorities already in place that Biden is choosing not to take advantage of. And so that being said, the very first thing out the gate, I think it has to be the border.
Yeah.
And I mean a comprehensive, shut the sucker down, start building the wall, authorize the use of military force against drug cartels, stop shipping them all over the nation when they come in here illegally, and put in place the asylum laws and the Remain in Mexico policy that we used to have.
Yeah.
And all those things can be done by an executive branch. So number one out the gate, the border. And then number two, I think, has to be our energy policy, because energy drives so much of the economy. I'm speaking off the cuff here, but my thought is you get us back to where we were, which is energy independent. Rebuild our strategic petroleum reserves, and then go ahead and reinstitute the Keystone Pipeline. Start drilling and authorizing drilling. I don't mind if you're doing all of the above. If you want to have solar panels and windmills, okay. But don't try to push us to do all solar panels and windmills. And they need to rekindle the opportunity for more nuclear power, because it's clean and it's very efficient. So I think the very first thing is the border. The next thing has got to get our energy sector back online and get us out of the hands of the Chinese and others that are loving the fact that we're not energy independent anymore. And then me personally, I think thirdly is we've got to reestablish ourselves on the world stage as somebody who can be trusted, and who can be relied on, and who, by the way, we may speak softly, but we will, by God, carry a big
we're
stick.
A powerhouse. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Biggest dog on the block doesn't have to bite first, but it has to bite last. And, dang, I enjoyed that question.
That was good.
Well, that sounds pretty that feasible.
Okay.
Let's go.
So we're about to go to a break, but I'll just do a really quick question for you.
Yeah.
Which like car manufacturer is actually going to bring out like the strong commercial instead of the light
the
rainbow commercial? Like, what? Who's going to come in and go, "We are America. This is what we stand for. Buy our stuff."
America.
Yeah.
So like back when I still remember one of my favorite songs, "Like a Rock" by Bob Seger, was the motto for the Chevy Silverado, wasn't it?
It was.
I'm gonna go ahead and just predict that if they got their act together, it's gonna be Jeep, because I'm a Jeep guy.
We love Jeeps too.
All right, Boomer McQueen, love you both. Thank you so much for your time again today. All right, folks, we're heading into hour number 3, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Right side.